of a ruling party wants to know more about an emerging rival movement. At the risk of retribution, he goes to the new leader, and during their brief conversation in the dark of night, the leader begins to see that this new person is not who he thinks he is. The ruling party leader discovers that this new movement is utterly different and changes everything for him and for us. Okay, take a deep breath. I'm not talking about election 2008. I'm talking about the story surrounding the words we hear from Jesus this morning. So here we are in first century Jerusalem. Nicodemus, a Pharisee, seeks Jesus out in the middle of night. And you know those Pharisees, they've been keeping an eye on Jesus. When he meets Jesus in the middle of the night, Nicodemus begins with what he is confident he knows. He says, "You are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." And then Jesus responds with a very odd statement. "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Now, our gospel lesson comes from this larger conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus. And Nicodemus, try as he might, he still doesn't understand what Jesus means by being born from above. And Jesus explains that being born from above is about being born anew, being born and living in the Holy Spirit. And Nicodemus still doesn't get it. So Jesus reminds him of the story that's in our Old Testament reading this morning. Jesus says, "And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Jesus is referencing a story from the Hebrew Scriptures, one of those grumbling in the wilderness stories. The Israelites are complaining against God and Moses about snake bites. So God has mercy on the people, has Moses make a bronze snake, place the snake on the top of a pole, and when Moses lifts up the pole, all those who look at the snake live instead of die. That's the story within the story this morning. And the problem in the Old Testament story is snakes, and the solution is a snake being lifted up on a pole. Now, the problem in the Gospel of John is human beings being born of the world, human beings being attached to the destructive ways of the world. And the solution in the gospel is a human, born of both flesh and spirit, being lifted on another pole, the hard wood of the cross. You see, the serpent on the pole lifted up made a different quality of life possible for the Israelites wandering in the desert. And Jesus Christ on the cross makes a different quality of life possible for his followers then and for you and me now. I think the best news this morning is that our salvation is not based on intellectual belief. Our salvation is possible because of what God in Christ does for us by willingly lifting himself up on the cross. This whole idea of eternal life does not begin with us. Eternal life begins with God and what God has already done in Jesus Christ. Only when we begin with what God has done do we have the option of whether or not to receive the gift of eternal life. And so often when we hear that phrase, eternal life, we think heaven, That's where we immediately go, to the afterlife. But eternal life is more about the gift of being born of the Spirit, being born anew, and living in the unending presence of God. And this kind of living is available not because of anything we do or believe, but because of what God in Christ has already done. So on this fourth Sunday of Lent, wherever you are on your Lenten journey, I hope that you will take a deep breath. Because even now, there is room for rejoicing. We can be children of the light, regardless of our sin. We can be brothers and sisters in Christ, and we can have that kind of authentic life we so desperately long for. And the best news is that we don't have to will ourselves into God's grace. We don't have to understand how salvation works. But we do, however, get to accept the invitation by giving our heart to Jesus, by trusting in the person of Jesus. Now, don't worry, I'm not talking about getting saved in the one time this day of the year since, but getting to know Jesus every day and giving ourselves to this person every day. Now, we might not understand how Jesus on the cross saves us, but we know something about good relationships. We know that good relationships take time and attention. We know that good relationships involve focusing on what's important, actively listening, loving people where they are, and not sweating the small stuff. We let go of the time when he forgot to mow the grass or she forgot to ask me over for supper. We let go of our small differences and focus on what's most important, that of God in everyone, what God has done in Christ, and how that offers us all new chances every day. Now, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that abuse or murder is acceptable. But what I am saying is that being children of God in Christ, being born again in the broad sense of the word, is different. Being children of light is about focusing on the good, on restoration, on healing, not on revenge or self-interest or being right all the time. Being intentional about our relationship with Jesus is also about being intentional about our relationship with others, making choices for what is true and good for all of God's children, humble or proud, churched or unchurched. I don't know about you all, but this idea of living in the light could be a bit frightening, because when we're in the light, we're more aware that Jesus sees all that we have done and left undone. We're afraid of being judged for our actions, even though we know that no one except Christ Jesus is without sin. But the gift of eternal life, the gift of life lived in the unending presence of God, seems worth the risk. We do not have to will ourselves into God's grace. We do not have to be right for God to love us. We don't have to understand everything about who God is or how God works. We only have to make a choice about an unending invitation. And we have that choice every day, every moment, to accept the invitation and live that eternal life as children of God in the here and now. So what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Amen.